hard. It's raining and there's nothing on TV.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. The library is closed and your friends are all at camp.
Hey! Why don't you go where all the rad kids go? Willy's Fun Arcade!
Willy's? That's still open?
What's an arcade?
Willy's! We have all your favorites! Pac-Man, Centipede, Tron, Burger Time, Punch-Out, Donkey Kong!
I don't know those words!
Street Fighter 2, Hogan's Alley, Spy Hunter!
Okay, we have a Wii U.
Millipede, The Simpsons, NFL Blitz, Rampage, Bomberman, Dig Dug,
stop.
Ski-Ball, Whack-A-Mole,
The Claw!
I'm calling the police!
Willy's, located right next door to the King
of... Get out!
Filled with this crap, shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
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 That's how fast it is to sell things on eBay.
Hey, wait, is it?
I don't know.
Speed? No, it gives you days to sell on eBay.
Yeah.
That's completely the opposite of what eBay's about. Okay, we don't have time for this, Charlie. Oh, God. Please tune back in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Charlie!
There
eBay.
We go. This is Weird Al's eBay, not to be confused with Chumbawamba's on eBay.
Eh?
I don't know. Apparently, there's
you can buy Chumbawamba on eBay.
Yeah, probably at this point.
Yeah, right.
Buy it now. $1.
Buy eBay now. Oh, on eBay, Chumbawamba.
No,
they got their tubs. They've thumped.
Yep.
You can bid on a tub. I can't talk.
Man, they're great. Tub. They're great for kids because you knock them down and they get back up again.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Ain't no one's gonna keep them down.
Okay. Yeah. This is off of Poodle Hat.
Yep.
So it's been a while since we've talked to something actual contemporary.
Right?
2003, if that's contemporary.
Somewhat.
And this is the song. A couple episodes back, I mentioned to have a song that came out 4 years after the original.
This one surprised me when I heard on the album. Like, really? But okay.
1999's Backstreet Boys. I Want It.
That's when it came out, yes.
Yeah, that's when it came out. Yeah. That's why it was 1999's Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
And this album came out
2003.
Really?
You're not even paying attention to
what
I'm saying.
I know, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm thinking it was later.
Nope.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know, I got married in 2004, and I remember I went on my honeymoon, and this song was really into the song at that time. That was like a year later. Like, why was it? I don't know, understand. I thought for some reason.
Crazy.
Was thinking this was 2004.
Nice to know.
Interesting. Anywho, that's why I'm like, wait, that's not
sounds
right.
Sounds like an amazing honeymoon if you're sitting there thinking about
Weird Al's.
I was on
a cruise. I heard the song playing while I was in the casino, and I was just.
You heard eBay?
I heard. That way, which I never really listened to. It's not my genre. I don't really listen to it. I remember.
You're not a boy band fan?
No, but I remember.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Nick and Howie and and then whatever the other
Justin
three people's names are. No, Justin's in sync.
The Wahlbergs and
No, that's New Kids on the Block.
Nah, they're all the same.
Wow,
Zane, is he in there?
Zane, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Zane.
Anyways,
and
no, I mean
Luther and
Tito.
Tito. Yep.
No, my point was I remember being in
Ringo.
Yes, Ringo. And you're not gonna let me finish my story, are you?
Coming up with more boy bands.
I wouldn't say the Beatles are a boy band. Well, I guess maybe. They had
this is a fun. That actually is a fun. It's a band made up of boys. And when they started, I felt like I feel like at the time they had a very sort of like boy band, what we would now call a boy band feel to them.
Not at all.
In sort of like this, like girls loved them.
That's not what a boy band is.
It is what a boy band is if I define it.
Oh, my definition is boys that can dance and don't play instruments that just sing in harmony to
pre-made
music. That's what a boy band is. The Beatles actually played their own music. None of the boy bands play their own music.
So the Monkees were a boy band.
Exactly. At
so
first.
For you, a boy band has to be put together?
Yes. Manufactured, like just look for looks. Like, here's our four types we're going to put. They're the bad boy, the good guy, the cutie.
So the Spice Girls are a boy band?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. They're the girl band.
Okay.
That's what I think of when I think of a boy band is like.
We have a lot to talk about
this
week.
Well, let me
actually
get to my story real quick. Like I said, I was in the casino and they played the song a couple times while I was in there. I realized like I was in the casino way too long if I'm hearing the same song twice. So I was laughing because I'd never heard it. Then I came on again. I'm like, man, it really made me like the Weird Al song even more. Anywho.
Oh, the Weird Al song is not infinitely better, but significantly better if you know the original song.
Yes, that's my point. Agree, I had heard of the original, maybe heard bits of it, but I hadn't heard it until I was on my honeymoon. And that's what happened.
Well, and this song was originally not supposed to be a big seller. He didn't think it was going to sell. This wasn't going to be a single. It wasn't a single technically, but it was one of the most downloaded songs by Weird Al, at least as of 2012.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think some of it was because Couch Potato didn't work because he didn't get a video out of it.
Right.
And I think this song just spoke to people. But I think some of it was also sort of this like boy band backlash where... Where, you know what I mean? Like, it's fun to have a song where you're making fun of a boy band. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's always going to be great. That's wonderful.
Okay, what do you got on this song?
And I don't know. Like, and eBay was super popular at the time.
Yeah.
One of the fun things that I like about this song is the fact that he performed it live at eBay Live 2003. He opened up.
Yeah.
In Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know.
We should have gotten jobs for eBay. We could have gone to see it.
I know. It would have been perfect.
I know.
I actually asked on Facebook, and it would be, I mean, it's too late now, but like this morning I had a picture because CNBC had part of it for their, they did a documentary on eBay.
Uh-huh.
And so they opened with this song and had some clips of it. And I was like, on Ask Al, they were like, hey, who are the other Backstreet Boys behind you? And he's like, oh, just some random people from Orlando.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, there's a chance we know one of those
very
people
good chance
for some reason.
Yes.
So if we find that person, we'll talk to them at some point. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So he was introduced by Meg Whitman, who is one of the CEOs of eBay at the time, too. So that's really
cool. I saw that video of that. Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
That's really cool.
This... He also didn't make a video for.
Right.
Not much videos for Poodle Hat.
No.
And the reason he didn't make this video, although he regrets it later because it was such a popular song, was because at the time, eBay itself was making parody videos for its company. And Weird Al didn't want people to think that he did this just for them.
I see. That makes sense.
So I looked into it. Back in 2003, there were at least 4 songs that they parodied.
Huh.
Okay. They did On eBay. On eBay, on eBay.
On Broadway?
On Broadway.
Okay.
Yep. They did... That's on eBay.
That's Amore.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly. And that was sung by Christian Borle, B-O-R-L-E. He's a Broadway singer.
Okay.
He's actually done some stuff, so it's kind of funny. Do you know the way to use eBay?
Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez? San Jose.
Why am I thinking Saint-Tropez? That's like a Beach Boys reference, I think.
Yeah. San Jose, which is actually where the company was founded. So that's even more funny to me.
Interesting.
My Way, but eBay by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So they already did that. So Weird Al was going to make a video, but then he thought that it was a little too close to those videos. And so
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But his is so much better.
Well, those were only like 30 seconds. And honestly, they're actually not horrible.
Yeah.
I think all 4 of them are directed by Sam Mendes, who actually has directed like a couple of Bond movies now and stuff back in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's fun. It's an interesting concept. I like it. It's fun. I sing it all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
I find this song in my head so often. I don't know why, but I'm at work and this song just pops in my head. And I don't know why. It's such a fun song. Musically, it's perfect. I have the harmonies he does. Some of his best singing ever is in this song.
Yeah.
And he's harmonizing with himself.
Well, this is at the point where he starts doing the like... He took the vocal lessons.
Yeah.
And he's starting to like actually like... Be like, okay, it's been 10, 15 years. Maybe I should actually like
learn to sing,
level up in my singing, kind of thing.
This is like 20 years at this point.
Well, at this point, but no, I mean, like,
but he'd been done doing it for a while. And this really showed he can actually kind of sing when he wants to. And it was so good. We got all the different vocal parts, you got the kind of their personalities. The lyrics are fantastic.
Oh, amazing.
Every
lyrics.
Line, amazing lyrics. It's just.
This does not suffer from lyric problems like the last song we talked
about. Exactly. This every line in this is just perfect. Absolutely perfect for eBay. The I've heard that most of these things are, if not all of these things, are actual things he found on eBay.
Oh, interesting. Or
the vast majority of them, if not all.
I did. I looked at the Wikipedia, not Wikipedia, the Weird Al Wiki, and somebody actually had screenshots where it was the Australian eBay because they lived in Australia. But they looked up one of the things from this, a couple of things from this.
Yeah.
And in the suggested, other people who looked up this. It was other things from the song.
Yeah.
So clearly more than one person has gone searched. In and just typed the things into the song.
You can't find them all because someone had to buy the, Shatner's old toupee.
Yeah.
That's already been sold.
No, they still say it, when you search for it, though. Yes. So it's really funny because you say one of them and then another thing that has nothing to do with, the people who are looking at the searches in eBay probably don't understand, why is somebody looking for an Alf alarm clock and then they went straight to,
Duke's Hazard Asteroid.
Duke's Hazard Asteroid. Yeah, exactly.
There's so many good things. Every visual, every item, the ridiculousness, but also what's the word I'm looking for? The probability of it actually being real.
Yeah.
The plausibility is the word I'm looking for. Plausibility and the ridiculousness of everything he's looking for is awesome.
Oh, it's perfect because it's that line of what eBay is.
Yes.
It's right there in the middle of you don't think you could find it, but you probably could.
The worldwide garage sale. Yep. Oh my God, every line of this song is fantastic. I don't know if I could pick a favorite lyric from this. I have, but since I wrote it, I thought of 10 others.
Do you like this song more or less than Craigslist?
Oh my God, no. That's evil.
Yeah.
Musically...
Because it's different.
That's hard.
It's different because
I can't answer that question.
This music is better. I mean, this song does a really good job of being the parody that it is.
Lyrically, this is better. Musically, that is better.
Okay, but is that because you like The Doors?
No, because the other one's an original.
Okay.
So I give him more credit on that one because musically, it is absolutely
100% I will Doors, buy that.
Fantastic, perfect Doors style parody. This was it's a direct parody. Musically, it's the Backstreet Boys, so.
Yeah. No, I'll give it.
That's what I would do. But lyrically, this one hits it way more, because I don't like the whole, missed chances, whatever you call it, line on Craigslist as much. It's kind of a little out there.
Okay.
Kind of weird. It's trying too hard, I think.
It's becoming Jacksonville.
It's not Park creepy. It's trying too hard with, the hockey mask. And the description is, he's trying to be too wacky in that. The lyrics of that aren't as great. Musically, fantastic. This one... Lyrics are amazing, and it's the Backstreet Boys. It's a parody.
Yeah,
yeah. He nails it. He nails the style.
It's an interesting question.
If anyone wants to try and answer that on our Facebook page, go ahead and you try and answer that one. That's a tough one.
Okay, lyrics.
Okay, like I said,
let's talk generally.
Oh yeah,
start off with your favorite.
I already have talked about lyrics, but okay. This one is just. It's my favorite line because it's the one that always pops in my head, and musically it's fantastic, and it fits so well with the original song. It's I'm high as bitter. Keeps arriving in the mail from that worldwide garage sale. Hey, Dukes of Hazzard Ashtray. Oh, yeah. I bought it on eBay.
So that whole bit. Kind of, yeah.
Starting with the I'm high as bitter. I'll buy. I'm high as bitter. That musically, that's the moment of the song that just nails. Oh my God, yes, perfection for me.
Okay. I think I like the second chorus, the second verse, the second part of it, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. The second four lines, maybe.
Okay.
My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay.
Yes.
I really like that. But there's other things I love the Pac-Man reference because that's also tangentially a reference to another song that he did at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it actually is, but it was fun.
Yeah.
There used to be a story that eBay was developed simply to sell the guy's wife's Pez dispensers.
Yeah.
So the use of Pez in this is lots of fun.
Kleenex used by Dr.
Dre.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just everything. All his things are weird, but not like you said, over trying.
Right. And they're not perfect. Trying too hard. They're very, like I said, they're plausible. They're bizarre, but you would think you could find everything he mentions on eBay.
Beanie Babies too. Beanie Babies. You can't do a song about eBay without Beanie Babies.
Tag, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's I find this song lyrically perfection. I can't think of a song that he nails harder than this lyrically. It's hard pressed for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, for a parody, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one is perfection for me.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll buy that.
So I bet you can guess what my rating's going to be.
Well, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I know.
Because we got to talk about some stuff.
Yes, let's.
Apparently, both Weird Al and AJ McLean, or whatever his name is, were in the 2002 TV show Rock the House.
Eh?
I think it's a VH1 show where it would be like an individual celebrity each week would sneak into a fan's house, redecorate their house, and then surprise them.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they both were on that show, which I thought was funny because you start looking, as far as I can tell, Backstreet Boys has never actually said anything in response to this, which is a bummer.
That's weird.
I hope they like it, but
I would think they would,
but I don't know. So nobody, I had to type in Weird Al and then like each of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And the last two were names that you're like, that was a Backstreet? Like, they don't seem like cool names at all. Like, sure. I think one of them's like Brian or something.
I was
going like
to say
that.
Brian.
You're just like
Brian McNuffin. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I just tried to swipe my notebook. Oh, that's horrible. I hate when that happens. I just went, whoop, I want to see that. Yeah.
Scroll up on your paper.
A quick little thing about eBay. Like I said, it was started in San Jose by Pierre Omidjan, but it's spelled weird.
Okay.
I think Omidjon or something close to that. Or G-O-N, something like that. The first thing he ever sold was a broken laser pointer for $14.83.
Wow. A broken one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, and he even said once the bid was over, he contacted the guy and goes, you know, this is broken, right? And the guy's like, yeah, I collect broken laser pointers.
And I get to be the first person to buy anything on eBay.
Well, it wasn't even eBay at the time. Oh. It wasn't eBay until several years later.
Oh, really?
It was just like a little site that he was running off of his like home computer kind of. And then at one point, the internet company that he was using was like, hey, you need a business account. And a business account was like $250 a month or something as opposed to 30. Uh-huh. And so then he started having to charge for stuff. And then that turned into eBay.
Interesting.
The reason it's called eBay was it was originally his company at the time was called Echo Bay Tech Group. And so he tried to get echobay.com, but that was already taken by some other like radar company or something.
Oh, okay.
So he shortened it to eBay.
Interesting. I thought it was something like, you know, electronic, some kind of bidding, the initials for something, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I always thought it stood for something.
Exactly. Well, now you know.
Now I know. And knowing is half the battle. Yo, Joe.
G.I. Joe. Yeah. Another fun thing about this song. Well, this song has been, especially the video for this song by Backstreet Boys has been parodied at least lots of times but like three real parodies of it are the videos for Blink 182's All the Small Things.
Uh-huh.
Big Time Rush's Like Nobody's Around video and The Wanted Walks Like Rihanna video.
Okay.
And honestly, all three of those videos are similar because they don't not only parody this, but they also parody several other boy band videos.
Okay.
Each of them separately. So what The Wanted parodied the string people from NSYNC.
Okay.
The Big Time Rush goes like old school Beatles and then like 70s and stuff like that. So and Blink 182 does several too. So it's all those combined.
Yeah.
If you ever watch the video, he dresses like them when he sings the song
in
the video. Uh-huh. And they're wearing like the white outfits.
Yeah.
And you know, they're standing in front of a
something
planes and stuff. Yeah. It was all filmed in LAX, I think.
Okay.
It's just weird. Lots of interesting new things in the video too. They use like a super fast focus kind of thing.
Okay.
So it looks like the background sort of morphs and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was actually a pretty high tech video for Backstreet Boys when it came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. So fun things about them. Ratings.
Five. Definitely.
Ooh, interesting.
This is five for me. This is one of my all-time favorite Weird Al songs.
Five what?
Oh yeah, five. What have we not mentioned yet? I said Duke's Hazard Ashtrays. Oh, I can't think right now.
I like Vintage Tube Socks.
There you go. Five Vintage Tube Socks. I love that one.
So you only have two and a half pair.
They're vintage. You don't need a whole set.
No. Yeah. But you got to have them. Yes. The set.
Mm.
This will be hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're giving this a... interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give it a 4.5 just because it's not... As it's not the most amazing. It's not the first. Like, if I were to say a song that I loved by Weird Al,
uh-huh.
eBay would not be on the top of that list because it's not in the front of my head that often.
All right, well,
although every time I hear the real song, I'm totally singing on eBay. But
okay, yeah, this one I will play like two or three times every time I listen to it.
Really?
I start this one over. I love this song. It's one of my, like I said, one of my very favorite parodies, and it's probably top 10 favorite songs of all.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder what Mike thinks of this.
There'll
song.
Be a few more fives coming up.
Okay.
And I think of all the songs we do, I'm going to guess I'll have 10 fives.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is the next song a five?
No.
Interesting. Okay, well, we'll have to tune in next episode to hear what we talk about that time.
Yes. It may be close, but it's definitely not a five.
It's a big song, I think. Yeah, it's a real big song.
I won't give it a five, though, no.
So find us at... Facebook and Instagram and also whatever the other thing, Twitter. We talk a lot there. And call our phone line, 302-72-WEIRD. I have a beard, so call 302-72-WEIRD. Thank you very much. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. We have no more fives for me coming up in the next at least 10 episodes.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's going to be a while before I do another five.
Interesting.
I just took a quick glance at our list, like, there are no fives coming up anytime soon.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, there we go. Stay tuned and find out. Dun, dun, dun.